Simon Shin Samach Vav Siv Tes Vav, the end of the Simon over here. The Mechaber discussed when you make the bracha. He says when you gather the pass from the Bnei HaChatzar, when you mazak to them, that's to make the bracha. And you say the Nusach Badeni Ruvo, which we'll discuss shortly. Now the Mishnah explains the reason why the Mechaber is telling us when to make the bracha as such is because all mitzvahs make the bracha over the siyasim right before you do it. Mishnah also points out that the way the Ramah says the meaning in his places was to gather flour for everybody and then bake it. You can't make the bracha when you're gathering the flour. That's too early. That's not over the siyasim. That's over the over. That's two steps before. They didn't bake it yet. That's too early to make the bracha. Only after it's baked, before the zechiyah, or before they actually set up the eruv, that's the point to make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Meseis from the Bach, they say make the bracha at the time you start gathering the pas, not when you finish gathering it, because then it's already too late. The Achrenim argue that I'm going to Rom, Taos, Shabbos, etc. And they say, no, even at the end of collecting the pas, even if you go up to Mechaber, you collect the pas, not the flour. At the end of collecting the pas, you can still make the bracha, because the zechiyah wasn't done yet. On behalf of Bnei Yair, to make sure everyone was apart and everything, and still over the siyasan. And the emphasis of Mishnah Berurah says, even b'diavad, after the zechiyah, you can still make the bracha, because the eruv is for schal when Shabbos starts. Anytime before that, it's called over the siyasan, especially if the eruv is not put down yet in the kosher place where it's going to be kept, the one on the bottom, it's for sure not finished the mitzvah yet, and you can still make the bracha, it's still called over the siyasan until you finish doing the mitzvah. Now, another time to make the bracha, Mechaber says, b'shash mezakalem, you do the zechiyah, that's if somebody's donating the whole pas, he's doing a zechiyah to everyone else. As opposed to be collecting from everybody, then there's no real need for a zechiyah. You might choose to do it anyway, but there's no real need for a zechiyah in such a case. Now, what's the nusach you say after the bracha? But then a ruva, mechaber says, shalom, it's shemutah for us this erev. Bafukul yule, take out and in. From the bottom, the chotzer, from the houses to the chotzer. From the chotzer to the bottom, from the courtyard to the houses. We buy the bayis from house to house. The chol bottom shiva chotzer. All the houses, they're in the chotzer. Now, the Mishnah points out the mechaber does not mention the mavid, because we're talking about here the erev chotzer, so they're out shtuf and mavayis. They're not masak and the mavayis properly. Just the chatzeres, the erev chatzeres, the matter tilt on the chatzer. But if you matter everything, the chatzeres and the mavoyes and the mavoyes, you're doing erev chatzeres or stupid mavoyes in one shot, like discussed later on, which some will get to one day in some Shin Pei Zayin, you have to add the mavoy also. Then the nusach that comes from the Prima Gadim, the nusach is, by Danny Ruve, Yisharlan, Shemudah Frost, Lafukul Yuli, take Elanin, Mnabatam, Lachatz, Mechatz, Lavatam, Mibatamayis, Labayis, so far the same as the Machaber. He added Mechatz, Lachatz, from courtyard to courtyard, Migag, the Gav, from rooftop to rooftop. We bottom the chatzeres to the mavi from the house in the courtyard to the mavi. We mavi from the mavi the chabad the chatzeres. Shabir Azu in the city. Lano lachol dar bir azayis for us and everyone who lives in the city. Lachol mishi teisavol. We had previously in the simon, and then anyone's going to be added on into it. If you're doing it for a whole year like we tend to do, you add lachol shabbos hashanah lachol shavas a year. Lachol yavim tovim. And this is the correct nusach that should be used. Brought down over here, Mishnah Berurah and Mishnah Tzavavav. Sevkan pe gimel. Some Siddurim have this correct nusach, others don't, but this is the Maskal of Mishnah Berurah, and many contemporary places can say you should be careful to use this nusach. Mechaber says we collect the air, we didn't make the bracha is not ma'akiv. In fact, Mishnah Berurah points out, we already had previously, that the whole Bedin Ruva is not ma'akiv. As long as they're partners in the pas, in the air, it's good enough, like we had in this simon over here, in Sif Yud Aleph. Simon Shin Samach Zayin, could a lady make the air? Well, there's no question of a lady, the question if it was one, could one's wife act automatically for him and make the Erev. The Mechaber says a person's wife could do the Erev for him, could take part in the Erev on his behalf, Shlomo died without him knowing. Mishnah Berurah says, Ishtu Gagufoi, and they're going to make a lock, we're going to see over here, even when the guy protests, he doesn't want his wife to do it for him, she can still do it for him, to avoid having fights, he's going to try to get everyone in the chutzah real good, and not participate in the Erev, and blow the whole Erev for everybody, so his wife can do it behind his back. Even if he's Meich and tells him not to, she could still participate in the Erev on his behalf, even if he doesn't usually make an Erev together with these people. The Mechaber explains we're discussing a case where he's going to ask her on that. Let's say his house opens only to the Chotzer. If he does not partake in the Erev, participate in the Erev, then it's going to ruin the Erev for everybody and nobody will be able to carry Batam Lachotzer. But if he's open to two Chatzeres, one he uses on a regular basis and one he does not use on a regular basis, so he only asks on the Chotzer which he tends to go in and out of. But the other Chotzer from his other, like his back door, that he doesn't tend to go in and out of, he doesn't ask her on them. And therefore, only the one that he asks on, that he usually uses, could she make the Erev behind his back, even if he doesn't usually make an Erev for them. But the other chatzar, the one that he doesn't usually use, then the only way she can make the air for him behind his back is if he tends to make an air for them. If he's rogel arvim, and this week he doesn't want to, she can go behind his back and do it for him. So again, she can make the air for him even if he tells her not to, if either it's a scenario that he's going to ask her on them by not participating, or even if not, but if he tends to make an air for them. But if he does not ask her on them because he has another way that he usually uses to get out of his house, and he doesn't tend to ma'arv with them, then she cannot make the air against his will. However, if he didn't say anything, she could assume that he would agree to it, and then she could make it behind his back, not because it's really behind his back, but just because presumably he would agree. But if she knows that he would not agree, then she can only do it for him either if otherwise he's going to ask her on them and ruin the whole Erev, or if he's Rogel or Arvim, if he tends to make the Erev with them, and this week for some reason he got into fight with them, he doesn't want them. And she cannot be Mazaka his stuff to them, though, his past to them, that belongs to him, that's not hers. Mishnah Berurah says, unless she has her own mazaka, her own food, that she could be Mazaka to the Bnei Chatzar on his behalf, because that belongs to her.